Ever have a name that tune kind of feeling? The musical game show, running on again and off again from the early 1950s to the early 1980s, always has fascinated me, particularly the face-off, determining which of the two contestants would make it to the final round. Bid a note. Back and forth the two would go. I can name that tune in 6 notes. I can name it in 3 notes. Name that tune. Somehow, with only 3 dings on the name that tune orchestra piano, the light of knowledge would flash and some song title would come flowing out. I never know any of them, in no small part because the show stopped before I was born, I like to say. And maybe that's why I find it all amazing. How do they do that so quickly with so little information? My brother's older daughter, Miriam, gave me that feeling at her birthday party last week as she picked up a fully wrapped present and declared, "Buzz." Indeed, the boxed up Buzz Lightyear figure was inside, that one note that she could figure out from. Impressive even if she had just freed Woody from his wrapping. First century Jews observing, or later hearing, our gospel scene today would have similarly felt a flash of awareness at the final blessing after John's baptism of Jesus. It's powerful enough for us, right? Jesus is associating himself with human sin, with ritual cleansing. John's protests and final allowance. The Spirit of God descending like a dove and that voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Wow, we can think this season, God just keeps wading deeper and deeper in, near enough to help direct the tide in some sense today, to push us towards redemption. But there's another level here, something that might seem more fitting as a game show gamble or a party trick, something that might have gone over our heads, our first hearing of this gospel. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is more than a really nice compliment or even an affirmation of Jesus' divinity. What it really is a quotation, not properly cited for our ears. "Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased." Our first reading, which Sister Joan proclaimed for us from Isaiah's 42nd chapter, is conveniently, really purposefully, selected for us today because it's the selection of that voice from heaven in our gospel. We might have missed that on first listen, but those first century listeners would have jumped to that scroll immediately, naming the connection in no more than 3 notes. Okay, so what of it? Want some nice biblically based words to quote? We can Google that too. I certainly have. Isaiah here unpacks this chosen one in our first reading, this one in whom the Lord is well pleased. And while our expectation might be for a Buzz Lightyear come to real life and to the rescue with wings and muscles and might, that's not what is described in Isaiah 42. That's not who those with that name, that text ear, would have heard. Isaiah 42 is the first of 4 presentations of a figure that has come to be known as the suffering servant. Jesus is baptized, thunderclap and lightning, fog machine and descending dove. And in all the power of this moment, the script reads for us, "Here is your suffering servant." The first half of our first reading is something of a presentation of this servant. Humble, meek, not breaking even a bruised reed, not blowing out even a candle wick. It's this person, the text continues, who will bring justice, open blind eyes, free, prisoners. In a scene full of expectation and glory, the voice hovers over Jesus and declares, "This is my suffering servant." If we're honest, it takes us more than a few notes to get to this Jesus. Maybe we could name it quickly. That's who Jesus is. That's an Old Testament figure that prepares the hearts of listeners for his coming. But there's a difference in naming the tune and making it the playlist of our lives, right? Is that really the leader I think of? The leader I follow? Think about it. We've just spent another week thumping our American chests. Might makes right. My war chest is bigger than yours. And hearing back shouted at us, just wait until our bombs get bigger or more sophisticated. Then death to you. All while Democratic presidential candidates issue carefully worded statements that say nothing other than, "I'll be stronger and better as the leader." Before we take Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's cue and just move to Canada together, just think about all this, about our conception of leadership, of our making use of a moment, of all this slowly seeping into our brains and reactions and relationships. Our leader is different. Our Jesus is different. And so we should be different as well, allowing him today to take us by the hand from that River Jordan and lead us back differently into the world. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is my justice-bringing, suffering servant." May we name that tune coming out of those baptismal waters today. May we move on from here with a different beat.